Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Look for abundant sunshine across the area for today with high temperatures working up to 86. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 64. Wednesday, heating up to the lower 90s for high temperatures, still lots of sunshine, and that stretch of sunny weather continues Thursday up to 93. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A former Topeka dentist was arrested over the weekend on allegations he's been practicing dentistry without a license. Shawnee County Department of Corrections booking records show Michael Charles Putnam, 67, was booked into custody by the Topeka Police Department on Saturday at 12:20 p.m. Putnam faces a total of 3 misdemeanor charges of false impersonation. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kage says the charges stem from allegations of practicing dentistry without a valid dental license. Law enforcement authorities and members of the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas are investigating vandalism at the Church of the Ascension, 9510 West 127th Street in Overland Park. According to a statement from the diocese, an escalating pattern of theft, vandalism, and intimidation targeting members of the Catholic Church and other supporters of the Value Them Both Amendment reached a new level overnight, where parish buildings, including a statue of the Blessed Mother, were extensively defaced with red spray paint. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A Kansas man has been sentenced to 144 months in prison for his role in an international drug trafficking ring. In April of this year, Giovanni Medina, 24, of Kansas City, Kansas, pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute 50 grams or more of methamphetamine. According to court documents, Medina was trafficking illegal narcotics sourced from his family in Mexico and transporting them to Kansas City. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, Medina's primary role in the smuggling operation was to import methamphetamine, collect drug debts, and transport bulk U.S. currency from Kansas City to Mexico. Anyone interested in voting in the Kansas primary on August 2nd must register to vote, and that deadline is today. Kansas residents can check their voter registration status or register to vote by going to myvoteinfo.voteks.org. The Kansas primary is August 2nd, and early voting begins as early as next Monday. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. A homeless man has been arrested on a drug charge in Grand Island. On Sunday, Grand Island police noticed a vehicle that was deemed a traffic hazard on South Locust Street. Officers contacted 46-year-old Bruno Sosa Nunez and discovered he had a warrant out of Lancaster County for his arrest. When officers arrested him, they searched him and found 2.2 grams of methamphetamine as well as drug paraphernalia. The Kearney Family YMCA Healthier Tomorrow's capital campaign expansion is already underway at the facility, and a new grant of $4,532,500 under the Shovel Ready Capital Recovery and Investment Act grant is providing funds to complete all construction. The Kearney Family YMCA was one of 76 Nebraska nonprofit organizations to receive a portion of the $115 million grant to help fund pandemic-delayed construction projects. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be for summer fun. Bring the family to our spacious indoor water park for plenty of smiles and splash while you pile up the cash on our casino floor. There's always more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. More rewards when using your Seven Clans rewards card. More red spins and more jackpots and more entertainment. We bring the best in live concerts and events right here in North Central Oklahoma. Plan a weekend and come see us for more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Financing options for a new county jail were discussed at the Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week. They're to meet this week with a bond company and tax counsel. Paperwork for rural development financing is overwhelming and may not be a best option. The construction manager also expressed concern with equipment cost increases. If federal funds required, only American-made components. The capital improvement, bond, and interest funds could be utilized with some American Rescue Plan proceeds. That could leave some $5 million remaining to be financed, and a 15-year term with early payoff option was mentioned. Consideration of a leasehold arrangement was also presented and may serve as the best option. It was also noted during discussion that adjusters have not returned with damage totals to the Marshall County Health Department building, so the status of that project is yet to be determined. Commissioners did note they do not expect to increase the mill levy for construction costs for a new jail. A metal building located at the property for the jail site was declared surplus property and will be offered for sale by sealed bids accepted through July 25th for its removal. Marshall County Commissioners agreed to meet July 18th at the county fair, with the department head meeting postponed until July 25th. Marshall County Emergency Management met last week with first responders, local law enforcement, health care, and media to review response to high wind event and tornado earlier in June. As a result of a June 11th storm which cut through the county north to south, it was reported that 798 buildings suffered damage, with 55, mostly farm and outbuildings, totally destroyed. Tree damage was extensive throughout much of the county. Communication was cited as the greatest challenge, with multiple bands used for two-way and department communications, and owing to limitations or outages of cell service at times, and compounded by extended power outages affecting a wide area. Response times for emergency vehicles could have been limited by the number of trees blocking many streets and some highways. The impact of volunteers and community resources in cleanup and recovery were noted, with no injuries sustained as a result of the storms. The follow-up meeting was called to better prepare for future events and emergencies. Ideas were shared as to alternative means of communicating messages to the public if traditional options were affected, and central points for gathering or providing for public services such as oxygen recharge, etc., were discussed. Washington County Appraiser advised county commissioners last week's meeting that personal property valuations rose significantly, nearly 29%, due to dramatic increases in the resource guide for determining market value. Personal property includes heavy-tagged trucks, boats, trailers, golf carts, and the like. It was also noted that the office will not be taxing side-by-sides this year until a better method of identifying those actually used for farm purposes can be established. Total personal property valuations in Washington County topping $3 million, an increase of some $779,000. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Final day for voter registration for the August 2nd primary is close of business today, July 12th. Register at county clerk's offices or online through the Kansas Secretary of State. Mail-in ballots requested will go out beginning Wednesday this week and may be returned postmarked through Election Day, August 2nd. Advance in-person voting will be open Monday through Fridays at the Marshall County Clerk's office, and hours will be extended 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. beginning Wednesday. Beginning Wednesday, the Kansas Department of Transportation will begin grading and surfacing all U.S. 36 highway within the Washington City limits. Work to replace the existing asphalt will be done in thirds across the roadway, so one lane of traffic each direction will be carried through construction. Access to adjacent businesses will be limited from U.S. Highway 36. For a period during construction, the U.S. 36 K-15 junction will be closed. Traffic will follow a signed detour with a date of closure to be announced at a later date. This $4.2 million project will be completed by next summer. Motorists are urged to be alert and obey warning signs when approaching and driving through highway work zones. Lorna M. Kraft, age 83, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Graveside service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Guests are asked to meet at the Circle in Blue Rapids and follow the bus when it arrives about 9:50 a.m. Christy Anders, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lorna Kraft. Judith A. Judy Bourne, age 81, of Centralia, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church. Visitation is planned Friday, 6 until 8, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Judy Bourne. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey, mashed potato, today's menu runs a casserole, a muffin, pea salad, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow it's turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Advance wristbands for the Marshall County Fair Carnival are on sale at $25 each and available now at the Extension Office in Marysville and First Commerce Bank locations in Blue Rapids and Marysville. These are good for wristband nights Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and will also be available at the fair office during the day while the fair is in operation.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Expecting a fairly quiet forecast over the next several days as high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern. Temperatures actually slightly below average out there for today, staying confined to the middle part of the 80s by this afternoon, with our average high temperatures this time of year closer to the lower part of the 90s. But we are expecting some lower 90s to make a return for those high temperatures both Wednesday and into your Thursday, and that warming trend continuing for the day on Friday, closer to the mid-90s for high temperatures, and those temperatures looking to stay above average right into your upcoming weekend, with Saturday's highs in the mid-90s, still expecting lots of sunshine. A weak disturbance does bring just a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm overnight Saturday night, but we look to dry things out once again for your Sunday with highs in the low to mid-90s, and those mid-90s persisting into Monday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high 113 on this date. The average low 69, the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:54, with sunrise in the morning at 6:11. A cooler start with sunshine, 61 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 12th of July. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The finale of the Community Band Concert Series will be this Wednesday, July 13th at the Kester House Gardens starting at 7:30. Don't want to climb the steps into the gardens? No steps now with easy access located at the West Gardens along Broadway. Seating provided by the Kester House. Stick around after for refreshments and conversation. That's the final Community Band Concert, Wednesday evening starting at 7:30 at the Kester House Gardens.
Showdown in the NL East and Pujols back in the Derby. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Mets took the first game of an important mid-season series against the division rival Braves. Pete Alonso got the New York offense going in the third.
Breaking ball hit on the ground down the third baseline. Riley dives, can't get it. It's down the third baseline. Nimmo rounds third. He comes in to score standing. Alonso hustles to second, and he dives in ahead of the throw.
On WCBS, Max Scherzer outpitched Max Fried, allowing one run and fanning 9 7 innings. The 4-1 victory boosts the Mets' division lead to 2.5 games. Two teams in the thick of the AL wildcard race faced off, the Rays knocking off the Red Sox 10-5. The field for next week's home run derby is filling out. Two-time reigning champ Pete Alonso will be there, along with the Braves' Ronald Acuna Jr., the Nats' Juan Soto, and 142-year-old Albert Methuselah Pujols, who will be the oldest player ever to participate. More baseball. Pujols' Cardinals got the best of the Phillies.
Next pitch is hit high in the air to right field. Backing up is Castellanos. He is at the wall. He looks up and he can't get it. It's a big fly for Corey Dickerson. A two-run homer. And the Cardinals now lead 5-1.
On KMOX, 3 RBI for Corey Dickerson. Cards win 6-1. Pujols doubled in the seventh for his 1,378th career extra base hit, overtaking Stan Musial for third on the all-time extra base hits list. Only Barry Bonds and Hank Aaron have more. Rookie Nolan Jones had a day for the Guardians, driving in 4 as Cleveland drubbed the White Sox 8-4. Manny Machado went deep at Coors Field. Padres beat the Rockies 6-5. NHL offseason moves. The reigning champion Avalanche extends star winger Valeri Nichushkin 8 years. And Rickard Rickle is returning to the Penguins on a 6-year deal.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. An integral part of the oversight and review process of the 2018 Farm Bill and further preparation for the 2023 Farm Bill is getting direct input from producers, stakeholders, and consumers on how various Farm Bill programs are working for them. House Ag Committee Chair David Scott, Ranking Member G.T. Thompson, offering the opportunity for members of the public to submit their feedback and ideas for the 2023 Farm Bill through an online form. Ranking Member Thompson said it's critical to receive feedback from farmers, ranchers, producers, and families nationwide as the 2023 Farm Bill nears. Hearing directly from farm country and what's working and what's not is the only way to ensure we craft a bill that meets the needs of rural America. Chairman David Scott said this is a chance to hear directly from farmers, ranchers, and foresters across the nation who utilize the Farm Bill programs to make sure we're prioritizing their needs, as well as the needs of nutrition, research, and rural development communities. A study by Kansas Farm Management Association shows that farm family living expenses jumped 14% higher last year to an average of $82,000. Is significantly higher than the previous high of $74,000 in 2014 and the largest yearly change since 2000. Agricultural Economic Insights says tight farm margins starting in 2014 made farmers tighten their belts, and overall producers benefited from an economy that has extremely low inflation rates through the 2010s. The rising costs in 2021 could be attributed to broad inflation in the economy as well as profitable conditions in farming. At least some of the 14% increase could be seen as a recovery after a 3% contraction in farm living expenses in 2020. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-American Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's our latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, folks, we've had a pretty decent harvest in this part of the country. It sure wasn't a bumper crop. My first reports were very, very accurate. It was all kinds of yields reported from 10 bushels to 70 bushels an acre and a whole lot of 20s and 30s all across the country. Not a great crop, but it's one that's in the bin, and thank goodness for that. Pretty good price, although the price has tumbled fast, hadn't it? A lot faster than fertilizer prices have come down, although they've come down some. A lot faster the wheat price has come down than fuel prices. We're used to it, even though we don't like it. What about the Ukrainians? I've been watching. They're ready to harvest. Guess what they're doing? They're destroying their combines. They're destroying their trucks so the Russians can't harvest their crop for them. A terrible, terrible situation of waste if this continues. Now, this is just the first reports we've gotten. Let's hope it doesn't continue. But they've got a mess. Even if they do not stop the Russians from harvesting, if they could harvest, it takes them, listen to this, 4 to 6 weeks to get a load of diesel. They don't have any diesel for their combines. So it's one thing after another. I've been watching very closely about their ports. There's been some of them bombed and taken out of existence. But I don't think the main one has yet in the Far East. Let's hope not. Hey, there's a new antitrust suit that's targeting the big four packers. Yeah, grocery retailer Giant Eagle. And I know about them very well because I have a friend that used to have one of their stores or two of their stores. But they've filed an antitrust complaint against the big four beef packing companies in Chicago's U.S. District Court. They're specifically saying that Cargill, National Beef, and Tyson Foods, named as defendants along with their subsidiaries, contending the defendants colluded to cut production to artificially inflate prices.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Yoder Meats, we would like to take a minute to say thank you to all the customers that have been so good to us the past couple of months. We appreciate your business and want you to know that we will continue to work hard to ensure that every Yoder Meats experience is based on quality meat and excellent customer service at a reasonable price. It's backyard grilling season, so call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location and get the perfect meat for your next round of outdoor cooking. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be for summer fun. Bring the family to our spacious indoor water park for plenty of smiles and splash while you pile up the cash on our casino floor. There's always more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. More rewards when using your Seven Clans rewards card. More red spins and more jackpots. And more entertainment. We bring the best in live concerts and events right here in North Central Oklahoma. Plan a weekend and come see us for more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. We're the winners.
Remember your favorite toy as a child? It's a nostalgic look back at the great toys of the 20th century from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 12th, the 193rd day of the year. George Eastman, the inventor of the Kodak camera, was born on this day, and in 1960, the very first Etch-a-Sketch was sold, followed by about 50 million more in the years to come. It still doesn't make the list of the top toys of the 20th century. According to the Toy Manufacturers of America, the fifth hottest toy was Play-Doh. Lionel Trains chugged in at number 4. The Barbie doll was poised at number 3. and Crayola Crayons made their market number two. The number one selling toy in recent history, the yo-yo. Honorable mentions went to Hot Wheels, the Slinky, Lincoln Logs, the Frisbee, and the Erector Set. We can't help wonder what today's kids are missing without a few of these in their toy chests. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, mild 61 with sunshine this morning. Enjoy it while it lasts. Hot weather coming. Not yet today, though. Highs still holding in the 80s.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Monday afternoon, the Kansas City Royals made another move. The Royals traded a competitive balance pick, number 35 overall pick in this year's upcoming draft, to the Atlanta Braves for outfielder Drew Waters, right-handed pitcher Andrew Hoffman, and infielder CJ Alexander. The Royals will add Waters to the 40-man roster and option him to Omaha AAA, while Hoffman and Alexander will head to Northwest Arkansas's AA. It's been a red-hot summer on the recruiting trail for new KU baseball head coach Dan Fitzgerald. Hunter Cachero announced on Twitter he will head to KU next year and become a Jayhawk. Last year at Kansas City, Kansas Community College, Cachero appeared in 22 games, including one start. He had a 7-2 record, threw 35 and a third innings while sporting a 4.58 ERA. The Shawnee native is the ninth commit for Fitzgerald and his staff since he took over the role in June. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Parked down on Lover's Lane, steaming up his own heat. Two lovers stare up at the stars. Somewhere in the lights below, two parents wondering where on earth they are. Cause their folks have tried to tell them this is way too serious. And while their mama's away, up there holding, loving, kissing again. Than they can well afford. And those easy payments are getting tough. All the overtime ain't enough. Still they couldn't ask for more. Cause that old hill that they've been climbing might be getting steep. Oh, but they don't seem to mind it. They keep holding, loving, kissing. Again, come whatever may, they keep going, dreaming, smiling, believing that nothing matters like this love they hold in. As they rock their newborn baby fast asleep, they know the most important lesson they can teach. Keep on holding, loving, kissing. Again, come on and away. They keep going, dreaming, smiling, believing nothing matters like this love they're holding. Dreaming, knowing, believing nothing matters like this love they're holding. Just keep on holding.
My world revolved around you. Every word was a promise I was hanging on. Swept up inside a whirlwind, I just couldn't see the end till you were gone. Took some time to